This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we've covered a lot of really scary negative stuff here, but it's like lancing a boil or pulling a rotten tooth. It's for the better. And putting it out there that it's happening exposes it. That's why the enemy doesn't want it exposed. It's obvious. But so many people say, man, you're so negative, you cover all this scary, bad stuff. That's because the enemy doesn't want it exposed. That's why we're exposing it. I know I mumbled this morning, but I'm going from memory. We do have the guys popping in at 1:30 right from Wisconsin. We got good Kit Daniels, Rob Dew, and Michael Zimmerman, I believe, are who we sent. We've already got a lot of amazing stuff there with the Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, George Soros, moron bots running around with the usual suspects trying to violate people's First Amendment and then blaming Trump and others for it. And they're hitting pay dirt with their operatives. They had some of the folks with Breitbart. I think it's an overall good organization, but there's been an attempt to divert them off course, obviously. Bump into the Trump chief of staff, campaign manager, and I've seen the video from every angle. It looks like he might grab her by the arm. She doesn't fall down to the ground. Her first report was she was pushed to the ground. It's not true. And you're walking along with Donald Trump, people are grabbing at you left and right. I mean, you start getting your arms grabbed. You go in a crowd, you go to a rock concert, try to get to the very front. You're going to get grabbed. You're going to get pushed. What do you do, call the police? Don't put yourself in that situation. But the cops let most of the people go that go punching people at these events. They just let them go. I always pronounce his name wrong. It's Corey Lewandowski. Is that right?
Lewandowski.
Lewandowski, campaign manager for Donald Trump, is charged with battery. Dun, dun, dun. Hillary's not charged with Benghazi or anything, or Obama for ordering the Border Patrol to stand down and high treason or any of the other innumerable crimes, the IRS persecuting people. But let me tell you, that big old meanie, Megyn Kelly, is on him. And whoever talks in her ear on the teleprompter, whoever writes Megyn Kelly stuff, they are on Trump. That'd be Roger Ailes, the guy that launched Rush Limbaugh. Of course, Rush Limbaugh isn't against Trump because he realized it's political suicide to be against Trump. He is the populist figurehead. I've said it 100 times. I'll say it again. Whether you love Trump or hate him, and I've got some reservations, they're scared to death of him. He represents populism. They are absolutely in trouble. The fact that they're having to cheat openly is devastating the globalist irrevocably. Irrevocable irrevocation of what credibility was left. They are running on fumes. They had an inch of gas 6 months ago. They are on fumes. That engine's already starting to... You run out of gas? Oh, my gosh, I got to get to a gas station. There's one 100 yards away. There's one, you know, a mile away. And then your car runs out, and you got to walk a half mile to get a gas tank and come fill it up. The engine is sputtering. They're out of gas. Historically, they're going to pull some monkey business. You better believe the globalists. They're going to start some wars, some economic collapses, some terror attacks, you name it. And it's a very, very dangerous time, historically, to be alive, I can tell you right now. I want to hear from you specifically about Fast and Furious and other false flag events. We're talking false flags until the crew joins us at the bottom of the hour, 800-259-9231. Open phones, but on a topic. False flags. Fast and Furious is a false flag, at least to blame the Second Amendment. Now we know the weapons have been going to Mexico. That's been confirmed. Military weapons. Because our own military didn't want to deliver them. They woke up and said no. Started leaking info to Congress. So they went, just ship them down to the Mexican drug cartels. They'll then ship them out. And who owns the Mexican drug cartel planes? You remember Bloomberg even reported Wachovia, Wells Fargo, and other big mega banks. The little nice man, Warren Buffett. The drug cartels, you think they can launder $500 billion a year living in a jungle shack? El Chapo is their front man, their movie star, their cowboy. They burn when they're ready. That's why El Chapo has said, send me to the United States. We'll get in front of a federal judge and tell them everything.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the leading voice globally in the fight for human empowerment against the global technocratic tyranny. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Corey Lewandowski is the chief of staff for Donald Trump, and I've seen two different side videos of the woman. Looks like she's touching him, and he brushes past her, maybe touches her shoulder. She said he pushed her down on the ground. There is no footage of that. And people say, oh, this is just, you know, some police report, so they had to do it because she pressed charges. What's the big deal? Well, it shows how when Donald Trump sneezes, they say that a typhoon hit Tokyo. But we now have the surveillance footage that the police have, and we're showing it to TV viewers right now. I'm describing it for radio listeners, and the reporter comes up beside him, and it looks like all he does is touch her on the shoulder. I mean, that's it. And we'll back it up and show it again. It is just crazy. You see Donald Trump come by, and then she walks over, and Lewandowski just touches her on the shoulder, and steps in. She's not pushed down any of it. They could charge anybody now in a crowd. This is wild. Taps her on the shoulder. And I've seen the other angle, too, where that's what he did. They said, oh, well, another angle will show him pushing her down on the ground. Did not happen. Did not happen. Did not happen. You talk about a staged event. You talk about a false flag. That's a frame-up. It's a frame job. But it's the way he attacked women. It's the narrative. Like the Bush campaign person that worked for other big Republicans gets up at the town hall, puts her hands on her hips and goes, why are you mean to women? Why do you hate them? I don't like you. And then it turns out it was all staged. All about manipulating women to go basically vote for Hillary. All about demonizing Donald Trump to women. And people love to be manipulated, like they're important. Oh. And then you got this woman, this reporter, all over the news, talking about how scared she was and how horrible it was. And I personally have been involved in political rallies where the, quote, opposition has had a woman run up and claim that I pushed them when I haven't even touched them. This is a classic, classic. It's like when they said that I said to kill Michelle Malkin. Within an hour of her putting that out at the Denver Mint at the RNC covering a protest, they had national news that I'd said kill Michelle Malkin, and I ran to the hotel room. We had our own camera footage, showed the people that were with her at the event behind me screaming kill Michelle Malkin. They left with her, and I had to send that to the media, and they all did retractions, the Denver Post, Extra, you name it, except the Dallas Morning News. I had family in Dallas calling me going, you want to kill a little woman? And I said, no. They stood behind me and shouted it. And then they shot footage from the front, but from the side to make it look like I did. That's how they operate. I personally, in fact, that's still on YouTube. I forget what it's called. Proof Alex Jones didn't say kill Michelle Malkin. But it's the perfect thing. The man wanted her dead. There were the crowd. He incited them to kill her. And I've learned since those setups, when I go into a crowd now, I got an iPhone in my top pocket running recording. And that way there's a complete record of everything, and I'm going to get you when you think you get me. And that's why I will not go in rooms, dressing rooms, behind stages where I'm speaking, anywhere with a woman alone. I see a woman come in, I go, excuse me, you get out of here right now. Get back. Jesse Ventura is the same way. Get back. Get back. Get back. Do not come in the room. That's what you have to do in America. Because it's the number one dirty trick they pull. And now they do it on surveillance cameras from three angles. He touches her arm when she's reaching out for Donald Trump. And now he's the evil man that attacked the woman. I got a bunch of clips I want to play, but I'm opening the phones up right now. Before we talk to Rob Dew and others at about 40 after, there in Wisconsin covering the big Trump event coming up where the bikers for Trump are set to square off. There'll be the police there and the anti-Trumpians. We have video on Infowars.com. We're going to play here of an anti-Trump supporter attacks a man with a Trump sign. At colleges everywhere, if Trump is written on the chalkboard or Trump is written on chalk, just Trump 2016, hysteria, psychologists crying, trauma, fear. The deans come out and say, this is trauma, this is hate, we're so sorry. They validate the mental illness. Imagine doing a skit where I walk around town and see Trump on a car. Trump will go, and then call the police. I mean, actually call 911. I mean, and when the cops come and arrest me for a false report, I'll go, no, I'm scared, my safe place. But see, I won't do that because it's a false report. Imagine, you know, it's like somebody calling the cops on somebody at McDonald's because their quarter pounder was cold. You know, that really happened? Or was it a Big Mac? When you look it up, I think it's a Big Mac, but woman calls police on McDonald's because food is cold. They arrested her for a false report. But now, there it is, student president feels threatened by Trump 2016 written on a whiteboard. And then another college was written in the chalk on the grounds. Everyone's freaking out. Psychologists are called in. And remember the reports that Project Veritas did where They go in behind the scenes and go, I was frightened by a pocket constitution. I'm traumatized. They go, we'll get you student counseling. You have a right to be traumatized. That's a horrible document. I'm scared. It's scary. I saw the name. The name of, but in Pennsylvania, the name of the dormitory's Lynch. They're going to hang me. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, and now they keep asking him about internment camps. Do we have that clip? Yeah, here is Trump for the second time, and I'm going to go to Tucker, Alex, John, Cindy, and others, and Brandon on. What do you think is going on with Fast and Furious? When we know part of it, but how big is it now going to the Middle East? Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel's investigating, getting attacked. I mean, death threats, you name it. That last hour interview was bombshell. We're getting that out big tomorrow with a big article with all the facts in the video. We need a maximum push on that. We're going to your calls in a moment. But here's Trump. Will you put us in internment camps? Here it is.
Yes, you've said that Islam is at war with us. A lot of people wonder, given some of your proposals, whether or not you would go the next step towards internment camps. And I know you've never proposed that, but let me just ask you here now. Would you categorically rule out the idea of internment camps for American Muslims? Is that something you just never
must? I would rule it out, but we would have to be very vigilant. We're going to have to be very smart. We're going to have to be very rich, very vigilant. And if we're not very, very strong and very, very smart, we have a big, big problem coming up. We've already had the problem. Check out the World Trade Center, okay? Check out the Pentagon. We've already had the problem.
But I would
say you have to be extremely strong. You have to keep your eyes open. And by the way, Muslims in our country have to report bad acts, okay? When you look at what happened in Europe in Brussels, where many, many people knew this thug from last week was living right in the midst of them,
right.
Only a few doors down.
And he was a open borders migrant rights activist. Look, here's what's going to happen. This is why Louis Farrakhan, who's a Muslim, doesn't want non-screen Muslims coming in and agrees with Donald Trump. Because most of the Muslims in this country don't want to blow stuff up, and they're not bad people, okay? Because they've been more westernized. The radical ones come in, they're going to attack, and then all Muslims are going to get targeted. That's what the clash of civilizations is, being carried out by the neocons. It's the ultimate false flag that they bring them in, let them attack, and then take our rights. And that's what they're doing. It's not Donald Trump's fault. All right, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Alex in Virginia. Alex, you're on the air. What did you think of that interview last hour?
Well, I had two questions for you, Alex. First of all, I'm 22, and I would like to know what you think about Fast and Furious. Do you believe that it was intended to go to the Middle East from the beginning, or do you think it was just in the beginning for the drug war for their profits?
Anything that the globalists do, I've noticed over the years, is done to have multiple effects. So ship the guns in, destabilize Mexico, make sure you drive up the price of the drugs, shutting down some of the cartels so the banks can launder more money. And then also you got the big international banks flying people out for torture on one plane, drugs back in with the other. We know El Chapo was tied in with ISIS and had to threaten them when they took some of his shipments. They shipped the guns out there. But they fence it through Mexico, so it's all one big multifaceted organization.
Okay.
I appreciate your call. I was asking you guys what you think about that interview and where this is all going and how big the false flag is, but thank you. Trucker Tim in Texas, you're on the air.
God bless you, Alex.
Well, thank you, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, I listened to the interview and I knew it when it came out, back when it came out originally, that it was about getting our Second Amendment. And to be honest with you, I'm scared. It doesn't put anything past them. But my adrenaline, just like you, has never been as high as it is right now. And I just wanted to say God bless. Every day it seems like there's something new. It's ridiculous now. These people need to be taken down somehow.
Well, exactly. Imagine what we don't know about. It's already so crazy, but it's double pronged. Send guns to Al-Qaeda and ISIS to take over, and get a bunch of people killed in Mexico and blame it on the Second Amendment. I mean, that's admitted CBS News, the plan to blame the Second Amendment. I mean, it just shows how evil these people are. Anything else, Trucker Tim from Texas?
I'm not turning my stuff in. I'm not turning it in when they come knocking. And neither are a bunch of friends that are awake. I'm sick and tired of these zombies that are walking around. And on a higher note, and to maybe put a smile on your face and mine too, I wanted to say, how you doing, Mr. Hicks?
You're a sweetheart. We're going to be back. Hey, Sam Bill Hicks, folks. We're going to come back and take George John Tenney's call.
Sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KittyArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No Common Core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Morons. We'll put it back on screen. Thank you. Our crew is in Janesville, Wisconsin. And you can see all the college students, the PhDs, the people with no future, worshiping Bernie Sanders, worshiping Hillary, running around with their anti-racism signs, all feeling good about themselves, just extremely helpless, extremely gullible, extremely controlled by the mainstream media. They're to battle the evil racist who said that we should have sovereignty and shouldn't pay for everybody's free stuff, and if they won't vet the Muslims coming in, they should freeze it temporarily until the government does its job. People fly in and their IDs are not even looked at in many cases. That's mainstream news, and they think it's hateful to do it. And I'm sorry. I mean, can you imagine that group of people right there? I don't care if they're white, black, Hispanic. Look at the helplessness of those people. The dumbness. The pseudo-intellectualness. The well-meaningness is there. But they're just a bunch of idiots that want to celebrate their political correctness out there together. Bigotry is the enemy, which only exists in white people, right? Right? This is a celebration of the hate of America and Western culture. No hate in our state. Women are human beings. Oh, he's so bad to women. Don't worry about the Muslim majority that keeps women like worse than dogs. That's okay. That's all right. We will trade Trump for refugees. Yes, bring in more jihadis. Like the refugee leader of a refugee program that blew up the airport and the train station. I mean, I can't wait to interview some of these people coming up in the next segment. I'm not a criminal, they say. Trump hates. They talk about bringing in all the refugees. I mean, these folks want some refugees. One Trump for 10,000 refugees. And she's just hopping up and down, self-loathing, wants a hood over her head to be dragged off into some slave pit. Send her to Saudi Arabia. I'm not a criminal. I'm a dreamer. Can I dream? Can I go to Mexico and get free welfare and free college? Can I dream? Oh, I'm a gringo. And again, most Hispanics don't want free stuff. Upwards of 70% in America. Turned out in polls weren't even citizens don't want open borders. Mexico's got a wall with Guatemala. It doesn't matter. Intellectual facts do not matter. Common sense does not matter. Let's hear some of the moron chanting. Can we fade this up? I'll go back to calls in a moment on the false flagging. Here it is. Meanwhile, we're trying to stop the government shipping guns to Al-Qaeda and ISIS through Mexico that's killed 100,000 Mexicans. And so we get blamed for killing the Mexicans because our criminal government shipped them down there. The same ones that hate Trump. These people are helpless. They wouldn't even know what Fast and Furious was or Hegelian dialectic. And I'm not being elitist, but you watch MSNBC or CNN, it's all about how incredibly smart the left is, how they're just geniuses. Go out and talk to some at a university. It's like they've drunk a moron potion or something. Skype's breaking up. I'm going to go back to the calls here for just a moment. Let's go ahead and I'll continue on with Simon and Cheshire and John and Cindy and Brandon and everybody else. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Wisconsin, who's up there. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, but looking at those anti-free speech protesters who've been, a lot of them, trying to break in and shut down the Holiday Inn, I mean, that's just a pack of authoritarian dumbos.
Well, I see a guy there that thinks he's a Donovan wannabe with the guitar there. I was watching this.
I did see a wannabe beatnik, absolutely. Daddy-o.
I was watching the video while I was waiting. And I saw a guy reach over the snow fences that they put up on the sidewalk and hand somebody a long rectangular piece of paper. And he looked at it and they were talking. He folded it up, put it in his pocket, and they shook hands. Now, if that doesn't look like a payoff to me for being here, I don't know what does.
Well, it's true that they bust most of these morons in from local colleges and give them a lunch at $20 for the day. That's admitted. MoveOn.org admits they're doing that.
Well, Janesville's got a jaded past anyhow. They're very racist over there, and there's a lot of white supremacists and stuff like that in Janesville and Madison.
Really? Really there is? Well, I'll tell you this. I saw the white supremacists that have shown up in Belgium as the opposition to the Muslims, and they're a bunch of drunk idiots who want to act tough. It's a bunch of gang members. The Muslims turn into their own racist cult, You say, well, it's not a religion. Yeah, but it's like an Arab thing. And you got the white supremacists who look like a bunch of idiots, the Mexican supremacists, just a bunch of morons. And then they invoke all this. It makes me sick. I mean, look at this beatnik. I want to interview that beatnik when we come back. Thank you, John. We're going to go to the callers, too. But first, we're talking to Rob Dew and crew. I want to talk to Ronald McDonald before he turned his hair red. The guy is a Ronald McDonald lookalike. A bozo the clown, literally. We'll be back. Infowars.com is where the resistance to tyranny starts.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs to my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract, call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Broadcasting worldwide with our wonderful crew, making it all possible. You, the listeners, the affiliates, the sponsors across the country, God bless you all. Rob Dew has to change out cameras here in a minute. The battery's going down, so we're going to get as much of the interview as we can now. They're in Janesville, Wisconsin, site of where Trump is going to be speaking coming up in a little while. Rob Dew, tell us what's coming up, my friend.
Yeah, this is Rob Dew reporting live from Janesville, Wisconsin, where the Trump rally is going to take place at this Holiday Inn Express to my left in about 2 hours, 3 hours or so. It goes on at 4. And so a lot of protesters have gathered up. This here individual here is Luke. He's been playing music for everybody. And so, Luke, tell me why you're here.
Donald Trump is a racist. That's clear and simple. He makes these accusations about people that are purely false. And he scapegoats everyone. He scapegoats everyone.
Ask what the accusations are that are false.
I mean, we can't have that type of thing in a presidential election. It's disgraceful to see, you know, I mean, that we have this guy who's making remarks.
Do you have any specifics that you can give me?
What do you mean? Oh, well, okay. First, it's he made comments about how he wants to, you know, patrol, or that was Ted Cruz, I think, but I think Donald Trump said something similar.
Yeah, you know, it's the same thing, I guess.
Okay, but come on now. He said, he wants to stop immigrants coming in, and he makes these
He said he wants to vet immigrants. He said there's nothing wrong with having immigrants. He just wants to vet them.
What? Oh, no. No. He said, no, and I remember this. Okay. He said, specifically, we're going to shut down immigration until we figure out what's going on.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're not even checking the IDs.
The head of Homeland Security and the FBI said we can't properly vet Syrian refugees coming into this country and from other Muslim places.
Italy just closed three of its borders with Albania. Explain this to the idiot.
I don't believe...
Is Italy racist?
The Homeland Security, they're scared of everyone, right? They're looking at your emails, they're looking at my emails, like... So,
okay, what about Macedonia just put up a border wall for migrants? Macedonia, they just put up a border fence, essentially, to keep migrants coming out because they're being flooded and it's destroying their country.
Does that make it okay?
Well, that doesn't make them
racist.
Ask him
if he really has a front door. Ask him if he has a door.
That doesn't make them racist.
But the comments that you're making
ask him if he has a door.
That's what they are.
Now, I think what's going on is there's racial division being propagated by a man named George Soros, who you're spotting a lot of his talking points, unfortunately, and he's a billionaire.
Oh,
and you're here against billionaires, but George Soros is a billionaire.
George Soros is, yeah, sure. But
ask him if he has a front door. It's the same as a fence.
George Soros and Donald Trump? No, they're just... The same side, they're two different sides of the same coin.
But you're spouting his talking point.
Does George Soros care about immigrants? No, he doesn't. But he doesn't. He wants to have his.
No, he wants to destroy the country.
Oh, he wants to destroy the country. Yeah. And Donald Trump doesn't?
No, I don't think he wants to destroy the country.
Really?
Are you employed right now or are you in school?
What? I'm a high school student.
You're a high school?
I think that you are making comments that are very clearly like trying to make me look bad. And
no,
that's cool. And that's cool. I get it.
Ask Ronald McDonald if he has a door.
I have nothing. I have no idea.
Ask if he has a door.
I think, once again, this is this.
Does he have a door on his house?
You know,
is there a fence on his yard?
Wealth inequality has gone up over the last 50 years immensely, and it's because of guys like George Soros and Donald Trump who take jobs out of America and put them into...
Actually, Bill Clinton helped take jobs out of America.
This moron if he has a door on his house.
He's a neoliberal Democrat.
All right, Alex wants to know if you have a door on your house. Alex Jones is talking to you right there through that camera. He wants to know if you have a door in your house or a fence in your yard.
I live with my parents. I'm 18. I'm in high school.
You have a door in your house, right?
Is this what conservatives do? Is they get online? They get
no, we're liberals, dumbass. We're the real deal. We're here to save the country, punk. We built it.
My point is, if you
we're the Renaissance, we did it all. You're an idiot.
Keep uninvited people out, correct?
Sure.
Okay. So then, what's wrong with having that at your country?
What?
What's wrong with having that at your country? A door or a fence?
A door or a fence?
Yeah. It's the same concept. You're keeping people out that you don't want to invite
them here. Why don't we want them here?
Because they're getting free stuff, Dumbo.
Tell me, why don't we want
them
here?
Because what they're doing is being brought here, and then they're giving lots of free stuff.
They're giving lots of free stuff? Where's this magical free stuff coming from?
You'll find out.
You know who gets all the free stuff?
A lot of corporations do.
Oh, yeah, a lot of corporations.
We're against that, too.
I'm against that, too.
If you guys want to do this interview, that's cool. Over there, though, and that kind of be
oh, social justice warrior just came over and said stop. Let me
are
see
you
her.
The handler here?
No,
let me
I'm
see
not.
Her.
I'm just encouraging you to not stand in front of our sign, and you can do the interview somewhere
else. No, we have free speech. No, we have free speech, dude. Stop her. No, we have free speech, too, witch.
Well, your sign's pretty big. He was playing. My boss wanted to interview him. He said...
I'm just asking you to move over.
No, stay there. Free speech.
Or conservative asking dumb questions. Let's go down this way.
And they're going to try to run him off there. Now watch, this will encourage them to run him off. Get ready.
No. You're...
Submitting to the... This is live TV, folks. Infowars.com. /show if you want to see this.
We're live right now. So tell me about your sign.
Let's give love, live peace.
You didn't know what sign you were carrying?
Oh, this one?
Oh, there you go, that one.
It's okay to hate things that are evil. Fascism is evil.
I agree, fascism is evil.
Yeah, what about Hillary funding the radical Muslims? Is that fascism?
Red tape, and he says things like, we're going to win this with our Second Amendment rights. You can't tell me that's not threatening people.
Not saying that.
I think there's people shooting people all the time, especially in Chicago.
My mom came from Mexico. They don't need to be sent back. They don't need walls.
I live in Texas. I have nothing wrong with
that. Ask her if people attacking Donald Trump supporters is okay.
The guy does not need to be our president.
So is it okay when people attack Donald Trump supporters?
People can support what they want.
Hey, dude, go back. They don't want you over there in front of the sign. Go over there and let them see how they do with the First Amendment.
Because it shows that there's still racism alive.
I guarantee you they're about to say, call them the muscle. They're about to tug out.
There's still people that just hate
you. Got it. All right, well, thank you. All right, we're going to go over here.
Yeah.
We're gonna go stand.
Look at these people, man. I mean, look, they got the cops right there. They're trying to tell him what he can and can't do.
We're going to run a Black Panther party.
All right. Anyways, go interview some more of the folks there. Go back to Ronald McDonald.
Right.
Ask him if McDonald's has given him a contract yet.
Nah, you know, I feel bad for this guy. He's a young kid. He doesn't really understand.
No, I understand, dude. I'm just joking around.
So, but let's interview.
But they're calling Trump and everybody's supporter racist, so they're trying to shout us down. I want to let them know they're
here. Hey, you're live on the air right now. I am Vincent Perez. Nice to meet you.
Hi,
nice to meet you, Vincent. So why are you here, and what do you hope to gain out of all this?
I'm here to make sure that, number one, that we get our message across, that we are trying to keep the love and respect in our communities and try to make sure people aren't being honest.
So ask them about Mexico having its own wall and stronger rules than we do. Why is Mexico allowed to have a wall?
Do you know what happens if you're caught when you go to Mexico illegally?
No, I haven't got really a whole lot of idea.
They throw you in prison for a year of hard labor.
What's your point?
Well, that's why we have borders. We were talking earlier about borders, right?
Yes.
And why we have borders.
Yes.
And if you just let everybody come in, then eventually it's going to tax the people that are actually paying taxes and paying for the resources that are going, like your parents are doing and your parents' parents did, build this country. You notice that the toll road...
Hey, dude, talk to the girl that's gaga. Now, dude's married, lady. You can't have him, but talk to the 18-year-old girl.
All right, yeah, there's freeways.
See that brunette right there? Talk to her.
They say toll road on them.
Hey, dude, talk to the brunette.
You know, my point is, though, they were built by federal money, and then they're taken by private companies, some of which are multinational companies.
Like Mexico's actually having a lot of...
Yeah, they're owned by Spain, brother.
...right now. So, like, you... Well, right, but we have to spread our...
Talk to the girl, dude.
And,
talk to the girl.
This is not necessarily...
Ask her why she's there.
...to make when Mexico is not a government that people have...
I don't know if you can hear me.
...time with in their nation.
No, I can hear you. So why are you here?
It's just the same. I have a discomfort with, I guess, Trump in particular. That is what I'm here for. And it's just making sure that I can illustrate that in a peaceful way. I'm not looking to seek out anyone there. And I don't want to shout at them. And I'm not going to assume, you know, I have my information and my beliefs that might be wrong, too. So I'm just kind of a part of everything going on.
So you're not strong one way or another. You just decided to come out here?
No, I mean, I am strongly against Trump. That is why I am here. It is to show that discomfort. I just want to do it in a peaceful fashion so that
constructive,
and I'm not shy.
Ask her why she doesn't like Trump.
I just want to be a part of the whole against Trump without, you know, and kind of like helping.
So what's your biggest beef with Trump?
To me, it's kind of nerve-wracking to see the way, like, you wanted to do our mass deportations, and I understand that, but just when I was hearing things like the wall he wanted to build, and even maybe labeling Muslims publicly, where they need an ID of some sort.
Ask her if she knows in most Muslim countries you have to wear a hood over her head.
A lot of his policies might be a little too strong.
Ask her if she's been to a Muslim country.
That practical.
Have you ever been to a Muslim country?
No.
You would have to wear a hood over your head if you were there.
You don't have to. Well, it's actually a choice.
You don't have to. They'll just kill you if you don't.
Like,
listen to this
idiot.
I don't
know about...
Ask that woman with a feminist shirt behind her if she'd like one of our big people to
the rest of the Islam.
I think in Qatar you can't either. And Bahrain... There's plenty of countries there. If you don't, they have a big problem with that.
This is live coverage at Janesville, Wisconsin.
My package.
You're seeing the face of the...
I got a guy hitting on me.
Beautiful losers.
There are a lot of times in Muslim history that have been, like, very reasonable.
Yeah, well, this ain't it, brother.
Not wearing burqas, in fact.
Not since Saudi Arabia honchoed it.
There was a lot of history regarding, actually, a lot of...
Well, actually, we got a time machine, because we, you know, we don't want to go back to the Inquisition either, you know.
All Muslims make all women wear burqas. It's actually a contentious debate. There's a lot of...
Well, they say white people blow up Oklahoma City.
It comes from people who wear the burqa instead of the niqab. There are some people who, like,
see that as too conservative. It's just like our politics. Like some of those who wear the full headdress.
Tell them about the Aztecs and human sacrifice. Is this any culture the same?
A specific and unique.
Other than gun owner culture, that's got to be dealt with. All right, ask her if she's got anything else. This guy's a moron.
What do you want me to ask?
No, just tell him. Ask him if he likes drinking fluoride.
All right. What do you think of fluoride in the water supply? Fluoride in the water supply? I think it's a signal that our government needs to be paying a little bit more attention to the safety of all communities, and especially the poor ones who cannot afford all of the infrastructure. So if fluoride's so good for your teeth, why do they...
Yeah, fluoride's going to help you.
If fluoride's so good for your teeth, why do they want you to drink it?
Helpless idiots, man.
I don't know what you're talking about, fluoride. Fluoride in the water. They say it's for your teeth. Oh, fluoride, right? Yes. Rainwater. What do you mean? Why? What do you mean? Why is it so good to drink this? I'm a biochemist, so I actually have a lot of.
You're a biochemist.
I've interviewed biochemists.
Yeah. Ask you if it's hydrofluorosilicic acid or sodium fluoride.
Something they believed was helpful to our health, much like a lot of. So, do you know what hydrofluorosilicic acid is? Do you know like dihydrogen monoxide?
Yeah, sure. That's water. Pump.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the fluoride that they call what they put in our water supply. And it comes from the byproducts of fertilizer manufacturing.
Sure.
So, like
toxic waste, weasel.
It's good for your teeth. Yeah. So it doesn't really. What's your point?
No, even the feds have said take it out, jackass.
That do that also tell you that you should. That Trump is racist, Trump is xenophobic. It's the same talking points that are going, yeah, it is. It's the same people. That's not, yeah. Are you arguing that, like, complicated-sounding chemicals are things you shouldn't eat? No. I'm arguing that you should not put hydrofluorosilicic acid into your body, saying it's good for your teeth. It has to do with the chemical and...
No, now even the American Dental Association says take it out.
No, there's plenty of people that say it causes brain damage and IQ.
Harvard.
You bring up the farm, like, specifically. You gotta, like, it's like, if that's so, that's just a product of health research. We do not always know everything at once.
They knew, brother. All right, enough of this guy. Go show us some more stuff. Enough of this guy.
You should have it removed. But, thanks for talking with me, brother.
All right, let's go talk to somebody else. Hey, give us a pan of the entire group.
All right.
Give us a pan of the police, everything. Show us where Trump's gonna be speaking. These folks stormed the hotel yesterday. A bunch of them were arrested.
Yeah, in fact, one of the guys who was arrested is back out. We saw him earlier in the middle of the crowd.
Bigotry is the enemy. These people just want to feel good, hate everybody. Dude, you want to go march through the crowd back at the back, maybe?
Yeah, we probably have to go around over. Yeah, we probably have to go over this way. But
go over and talk to that.
What's that?
No, dude. Go the other way. Go try to find that minder that was telling you you didn't have any free speech. Where is she? Right there in front of you? Ask her views. She's in a public protest.
All right.
Again, we're not being mean to them, folks. They're storming the event and stuff. These groups have been Soros-funded, Hillary-funded. They've been caught trying to violate. Talk to this moron.
No hate in our state. No hate in our state. No hate.
I don't think she's going to talk.
No.
Well, let's hear her. She's so intellectual.
In our state. No hate in our state.
That woman is smart, man. She's an empowered woman. Look at her.
No hate in our state. I can tell you a little bit about myself if you want.
Sure.
Yeah.
A lot of people have like GM and other companies that have left this area and taken away a lot of the jobs, which I think is why you have a lot of disenfranchised people, instead of blaming Donald Trump for it, who's actually employed people.
Well, I'm here as a white woman and a mother of two white sons, and I don't want to raise my sons in a world shaped by racism and violence. And that's the kind of message that Donald Trump has used to empower himself and to space.
Ask her if she knows about tribalism and other groups, and if she understands why we have nationalism.
And I absolutely do not want my family or my sons, as white people, to...
As white people, as bad people.
Where white people are manipulated into being divided from our neighbors.
Ask her if she thinks white people are the problem, historically, if other people are tribal.
So you think white people... For the main problem?
No, I do not. I don't think I'm the main problem, but I absolutely am if I'm silent. I will not be silent.
Well, tell her more. Tell us more about how other people aren't tribal.
Get these votes.
I think she's done.
No, let her keep going. Let's hear the little commie chants and the idiot chants. I mean, dude, this is pathetic. Booby, 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 ba.
But that's about it. Hasn't been too much. There's some people talking in between the fence over here. Alex, there's a fence keeping the protesters apart with about a 5-foot barrier. And so there has been some talk back and forth earlier today. It's definitely grown a little more divided as it's gone on. on, and I think it's probably going to beef up as soon as Donald gets here.
You think we ought to go talk to some of the Donald Trump supporters?
Hey, you want to interview the Easter Bunny? You're going to love this one, Alex. And I think he's a fan.
All right, go back and talk to that guy who's like a security guard.
You gotta meet the Easter Bunny. All right, we're live on TV. So tell us why you're here.
Well, I'm here to see the side of the sanity here. I wanted to see how many Democrats were around and how many people were, like, for real going to vote for Trump.
Yeah, yeah. So what's your impression then of what you see right now?
I don't know. It's pretty peaceful. I saw some people trying to instigate earlier. It was people from Trump's camp, but, you know, nobody's falling for it.
Ask him if he was ever taking LSD.
Trump people are the problem, Trump supporters.
No, I mean, I just think they don't know what's going on. I mean, I really don't understand how you could be behind that and sell the presidency and support half of the garbage that he talks about.
Hey, ask him why the power elite worldwide and the communist Chinese are against him.
You see it from both sides. You see the Republicans and the Democrats hate him. Wouldn't that make you just want to pause for some? Maybe this guy is talking some sense and some on, you know, several levels.
No, he's not speaking.
Ask this guy what he thinks of the Manson family.
Actually, I have a conspiracy theory that Hillary paid him to run just because months ago it was a joke.
That's what I thought a year ago.
To talk, yeah, you know what? Actually, we thought that too. But he has brought out her husband's sex capades, which I think is pretty damaging to what she's doing right now.
Well, yeah, I suppose so. I mean, I wouldn't vote for
Ask
Hillary
him what he thinks of Charlie Manson.
You know, actually, Trump, when he started, it was sort of like a protest run as a candidate. I think he was surprised at the number of
Ask
people.
Ask him if he takes LSD in the outfit.
I thought it was a joke. I really did. But Wisconsin, for example, obviously there's a history here of people voting against their better interests.
Okay.
Thank you.
Alex wants to know if you take LSD in that bunny suit and what you think of the Manson family.
Who?
Alex Jones, you're live right now.
Oh, hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, we're doing well.
He's ever doing well.
No, I'm not on drugs, and I'm not a Manson fan.
Are you employed? What's your job? What do you do?
I'm an artist.
You're an artist?
Yeah. Does that surprise you?
No, not at all. Show us some of your signs.
Let me ask you this. Who's more handsome, Emperor Palpatine or Darth Vader?
My favorite Ben Franklin quote.
Oh, yeah, he's got a Ben Franklin quote. All right, who's more handsome, Emperor Palpatine or who was the other one? Who was the other one, Alex?
Darth Vader.
Oh, who's more handsome, Emperor Palpatine or Darth Vader?
Alex Jones.
Oh, he said Alex Jones.
All right.
You won, Alex.
Oh, my gosh. This is ridiculous. Hey, ask him this. Doesn't he think that Trump is a populist manifestation just like Sanders is? Whether you support him or not, the power structure is against him.
All right. I kind of asked him that before. So right now it looks like there's a left and a right populist candidate. We got Trump and Sanders.
Sure.
Why do you think that is? You think you let me know. Why do you think that is?
Well, I don't know. I this is the first election in a long time where there's been a full swing of the pendulum. You know, we had 8 years of the far right with Bush, the Bush dynasty continuing, and you know, I'm sorry, but I kind of think that our present administration is very centrist at best. There were a lot of things that President Obama could have done, he should have done, and he didn't. He played it safe, you know, and I get that.
Like droning kids.
All right, good. Tell the Easter Bunny, great. Go talk to the guy in the red shirt. There's a guy in camo back behind it. Let's talk to them. Over there.
All right.
Over there and then over there. Let's see if you can see me right now. There's live coverage of the bedlam going on at the Donald Trump rally in Janesville, Wisconsin. Talk to that Fräulein right there. The woman behind you, dude.
I think we're about to lose battery, but we'll go until we... Hey, do you want to tell me why you're here?
To protest.
Yeah? Do you know who you're protesting?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's
all right. So why is he bad? Just the mainstream media that tells you
so? Tell me why he's bad.
He's racist.
That's what everybody said today. Everybody said he's racist.
Same media that tells you about lottery tickets tells you that.
He employs people?
I think he's a lot better of a person to answer your question.
Talk to him.
Can't talk to you. There's some intellectual shit.
Her handler doesn't want
to. We're not in a protest to be on national media.
You're
acting cool right now. It's from my Facebook. It's looking intellectual right now.
I said don't talk to her. Not
good thoughts, man.
All right, we're going to make our way into the crowd. Let's see what goes on here. We're going to go until the battery dies. Turn this way, kid. Hey, what's up?
Hey,
oh, hold on. Turn this way. Turn this way.
We don't care. Hey, bud.
What's up?
Trump is with hate. We don't need hate right now.
Why do you think he's hating?
Because Obama's just not getting his back, you know. I'm not, you know.
Because who?
Obama is just not getting the country back right.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think the economy's doing better now?
Look at the
statistics. I don't know. You think the economy's doing better? You tell me the statistics.
Look at the statistics.
What's the unemployment rate?
He's going to come back.
You know the unemployment rate for black people is double what it used to be under Obama.
But guess what? Obama's helping the country. Gas prices going down. When did that to be that low?
That's
I think it has to do more with the price of oil from Saudi Arabia. They're cutting production.
I mean, you...
And has...
Increasing production.
So Obama ain't helping.
They're increasing.
Is Obama helping or not? Did he help? Did he change? Did he do better?
No, I don't think he was trying to make it. I don't think he was trying to help at all.
Oh, he just wanted to be on TV. Run the country. What do you think?
I don't know.
Well, we're, no, not, he likes to, we're not. We're not. Listen.
I think he signs a list every day, and they bomb people with drones. And he does it. They kill families. They kill wedding parties. They kill children. Have you seen the children that have been killed by drones?
You're in the right country. You're in America. So that's your opinion. That's my opinion. You know.
Oh no.
So we all
no.
Know.
Our government funded ISIS.
Whatever you think, it don't matter to me. I know Trump don't need to be in office.
What do you think?
Hey, what's that horn? Hey, dude.
Yeah.
Tell him thank you. I want to hear this horn. Who's blowing the horn? Dude, that's enough. I want to go talk to those people down there.
The horn blowers?
Yes, let's go talk to the horn blowers.
All right, let's get to
it. Folks, this is all brought to you by InfoWarsLife.com and Hillary for President shirts because Benghazi and Fast and Furious are reasons for it. Take action today and come and tip the spear in the InfoWar. You're financing due, wallowing around with these people.
So how do you like horn blowing?
I'm getting back in shape from my French horn days of high school.
So you're an old pro.
I am an old pro, yeah.
So tell me why you hate Trump.
He has no foreign policy. He absolutely hates women. If everybody who...
Yeah, he was against funding ISIS.
The way he treated the journalists with a handicap.
He doesn't want
a
war with Russia for no reason.
Anyone who's handicapped in their life, if anyone has a woman...
What are these people saying? We don't get much of...
...in their life, if anyone knows somebody... of first generation Mexican or other immigrant, you know, how can you possibly support this man? He has no policies that make any concrete sense. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Ask this lady why countries are allowed to have borders but we can't.
He has no.
Why can't we have borders where everybody else can?
Put a 7-point plan out.
Well,
why can't we have borders? Ask her if she has a door on her house.
Are you on Obamacare right now?
No, I'm not.
Ask her if she has a door in her house.
I'm a retired person who pays part of my own insurance.
Ask her if she has a door in her house.
Working for 33 years for the same company.
Does she have a door in her house?
So we're live on TV right now. Alex wants to know if you have a door on your house.
Do I have a door on my house? Of course I do. I have many doors on my house.
All right. Do you have a fence in your yard?
I do not have a fence.
She doesn't have a fence, but she has a door.
Yes, I do.
The countries have to have doors.
So a door keeps out uninvited people, right?
Correct. Okay. And I have a large dog.
A large dog?
Yes. Okay. She does.
So that's essentially what a border is.
Right. I understand that. Right.
How many of the people come over here are actually buying the deposit car?
I would say not the majority of them, but the ones that are, we need to deport.
I believe in borders, but I do not believe in a wall.
Well, Obama's gotten rid of it.
These
people are idiots, man.
Obama is doing a good job at killing the border.
As well as the fact that he has no...
Oh, there she's yelling at you. Look at this pea brain. Talk to pea brain.
You build a 10-foot wall, they're going to be selling 11-foot ladders.
I think he just said it's going to get 10 feet higher. I don't want to stand on your sign.
They're going to sell 21-foot ladders.
Obviously, that's a stunt to say it. The point is you got to have some border.
That could be built by a wall, even if it were a problem.
We're not bordering Switzerland, lady.
So you don't think...
You have to come here illegally. Only 34% of the illegals that come here illegally.
What?
Yep. How many people...
Ask her if I go to Mexico illegally. Ask her if Mexico has walls.
Well, what if I go to Mexico illegally? Are they going
to
accept me?
Yeah, my son, I just moved to Mexico 8 months ago.
You have to do it legally.
Yeah.
We're going to be back in 70 seconds. We're going to keep rolling during the deal. Oh, so she says Mexico doesn't have a border. You heard her. You just go there. Not true. Can't have babies for free. InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Radio Network.